Nick Hart from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Christian Patrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Shinzia.
I'm Sophia.
Lydia, aka Mama Lou, is not here this week. Unfortunately, her husband's family, there was a death in the family, so she's doing the visitation, the funeral, and stuff like that. So sending our condolences to her.
Sorry for their loss.
Yes. So last week we talked about some of our favorite Backstreet Boys memories. I was like, oh, Sophia, we're not going to fill an hour. And I think we did an hour and a half. And we
did. See, I told you, have faith in us.
And we did not even do them all. I was just like, oh, crap.
We didn't even scratch the surface of our memories.
Just random stuff. So maybe in the future we'll do another one of those episodes. But then I guess we'd have to remember which stories we talked about so we don't talk about the same ones again. I don't know, whatever. Anyways, that's not what today's episode is about, guys. So last week they were in
Cancun,
Mexico, for Backstreet's Back at the Beach. Unfortunately, no rich donors came and sent me and Sophia, so we did not get to go. So we got to live vicariously through a bunch of our friends and other fans that were there. So we saw a lot of the pictures and the fun times, and it looked like a really fun time. It did. If you went and you want to kind of come on the podcast and talk about your experience, feel free to send us a message, boybandbreak@gmail.com, or any of our social medias at boybandbreak, BOYBANDBREAK.
Send us a DM.
Yes, for sure. And so retweeted a lot of the stuff that was happening. So there was a lot of stuff. The Backstreet Boys account itself actually were really good at updating things.
And they sent out tweets about the 30 for 30 concert. They gave a little snippets of each song that was played. So that was nice for those who weren't there. So good on them. And then there was streams as well on the fan club, if you're part of the fan club.
I was, and then I just kept forgetting to go to the streams, or I downloaded the app. So there's an app called Circle, and I guess that has all of the community things. So I did see a couple of them by accident, but yeah, I had a busy weekend anyway, so I wasn't.
I just stuck to Instagram Live because Nick was live, Howie was live, Please and Thank You was live. I think Backstreet Boys went live at one point. Yeah, so there was lots of lives.
Lots of lives. And then if you go to the Backstreet Boys account, so it's at Backstreet Boys, obviously, they have little clips of everything. They also have the list of the 30 for 30 songs.
Yeah,
I realize now this is very tiny, so you probably can't see this, but we, surprising news, guys, we're going to go through the list and chat about it. So,
what?
Yes. So let's go back here. So anyways, if you want to see, I believe every single song they did put a clip.
Yes. So if you want to scroll up, they will start with, I think, As Long As You Love Me.
I don't know, 15 seconds, 30 seconds. So there's all of them. Look at all that. They did not change their outfits. They were wearing beach casual, I guess. So they had pants and button-up shirts, short sleeve things. That was their jam here. So yeah, look at all that. So I'm not going to go. I don't know what I'm going to do. Guys, I made a spreadsheet. It's very exciting. I'll show you because, I enjoy making spreadsheets. But basically, I put all the songs. I put what the album they were originally on, who the writer is, the producer, and if it was part of the DNA tour. So the reason why I did this is because everyone was complaining. So there was a whole big thing. So this 30 for 30, for those of you who are not in the Backstreet fandom and who weren't on tour, who didn't go, basically that was one of the main highlights of this beach vacation, was that only the people who were on this vacation got to choose a list of 30 songs for the boys to perform. And allegedly, it could have been any of their songs, 30. But I don't believe all of them were listed. Am I correct? Do you know?
I don't think all of them were listed, no. I think some were left out.
I don't think so. I think it was like a checklist, but then you could write in a thing at the end. So because we were not on the trip, we never got the full list, but it was kind of like, this is what you can check. This is not to
although
be confused
I did get a survey asking for my feedback.
Oh, did you? Interesting. Afterwards.
I would, like, I didn't go to this, but okay, sure.
So basically, so the fans were there. So as soon as they announced, like, hey, the fans are going to be able to pick all of these songs, whatever, everyone was like, do not pick songs that they always play. We need deep cuts. We need this. And basically the consensus is we need, if you want it to be a good girl, get yourself a bad boy, because the Backstreet Boys hate that song immensely. Yeah. And that makes the fans love it more. So we're like, you guys have one job. Let's do this, whatever.
So in 2011, when it was the BSB cruise, us, the fandom went together again, before this, came together and got them to play If You Want It to Be a Good Girl on the cruise. But this one, they only played a minute and 15 seconds.
It was a very short time on the cruise. They played, they did play it at the pre-party. Do you remember that?
Yes, they did.
A really short clip as well at the, because for that one, they had
a sail away or something.
It was a party that was in Miami. It was the night before the cruise. Yes. So remember, we went to the Wiley event.
Yes.
And then after
party. Yes, that's true.
So they had like a club event. I don't know if it was like for Howie, or I can't remember exactly what it was, but there was some event. And they played a small snippet of it there, and then they also played it on the cruise.
Yes. But for this, it seemed like they played majority of the song. So that's good, at least.
Spoiler alert. Okay, so I guess I'm just going to kind of go through this as if we are reviewing an album, I think. And we can kind of like chat about the song or sing a little snippet
of it. And I think that the Backstreet Boys have some casual fans as well. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why things were voted in that maybe they shouldn't be voted in. Because I don't think... I hope not. Anyways, like hardcore fans would pick like an I Want It That Way or like As Long As You Love Me.
So I feel like, so I've been thinking about the, oh shoot, there was another thing I wanted to do. Give me 1 second.
Because I feel like hardcore fans know the deep cuts more than a casual fan who just comes in and out.
Right, exactly.
So maybe for this event, they were there and they're like, okay, I'm going to choose I Want It That Way because I haven't heard it. I haven't heard this song. I'm
really
a newer fan.
Heard this song?
I don't know. Maybe
here's what I'm thinking.
They're a newer fan, and they're like, "I love this song." I don't know. There's people who love "I Want It That Way."
That's true, and it's a good song, and that's the thing. So obviously, these songs are a classic for a reason,
right?
It's because like people,
it takes them back to a time like when they were younger and they have a memory of it. So they're like, hey, let's hear the song. But for a hardcore fan who's heard the song every time on tour, they do not want to hear it again.
It's true, though. But I'm thinking maybe the thing is maybe they had to pick 30 songs. So they were picking deep cuts and then were like, OK, I'm just going to have a vote. I Want It That Way or something, like, I don't know. Or maybe they lied and these are not the actual songs. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Maybe they took like whatever the highest percentage was. I have no idea.
I don't know. But you got to feel like the boys have probably tired of playing the same songs over and over again. So that's the point of the spreadsheet, friends, because everyone was like, this is bullshit. They're playing all the DNA tour songs, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah.
Which is right, because 2 days before they had a DNA concert.
Exactly. So, and then I'm thinking, okay, maybe not everyone saw the DNA show. And I was like, no, that was like a 4 year long all over. They went to Egypt. They went to like all these other places too. Like they've gone to
South America. They went everywhere.
So I'm like, so I know personally, if I was there, I would have been like, I'm not picking a single song that played on the DNA set list because I'm literally hearing it 2 days before.
And I would also be the same way. Yes.
I want the guys to work for their money, man. You're paying a lot of money to go on this beach vacation that you like. you're finding out the deep cuts. I know you've forgotten the words, but your job is to relearn this song, like, because we haven't heard it in a while. So,
and then I also heard that, like, they didn't know what was in order. So, like, it was almost like a surprise for them as well. And I was like, don't they have the cellist on the ground there on the stage?
Am I crazy? But in some of the videos, it almost looked like there was a screen there. So do you think they were putting the lyrics on the screen as well? Or
probably, because I feel like there was a teleprompter. It's like a teleprompter. Yeah. So I feel like it is. Yeah.
And I think that's great. Like when you're karaokeing, you know, you don't always remember the words. And that's hard. And they have hundreds of songs. So I get it. It's hard to remember this. I just would have wanted them to work a little bit harder to find some harder songs. But
like I said, you have heard I Want It That Way, you do not want to vote for I Want It That Way.
Yeah, exactly.
I would not have voted for I Want It That Way.
No. And I did do a little, I'll do this at the end, but I did on our Twitter kind of post, like, which songs were you excited to hear and which songs are you sad that they didn't include? So I'll say what
the fans wrote about that. Yeah, we got lots of comments for that. That's good.
Comments there, so. All right, so let's jump in because I never checked to see what time we started recording.
It's 10:40 in.
Okay.
10 minutes and 40 seconds
in. Okay, so 11:30. Okay, cool. All right, so let's get started. So the very first song, classic. They have played this many, many times, As Long As You Love Me. So that originally showed up on the Backstreet's Back album. It was written by Max Martin and produced by Max Martin and Christian London, which is a very popular song combo people in this list of songs that were
chosen. Writers and producers, yes.
Writers and producers, yes. And
this is the chair dance. They did not do the chair dance, but this is a classic song.
Classic song. Was this on the DNA tour? Yes. So there you go. So there's our first one on that. Sophia, how do you feel about As Long As You Love Me?
I like the song. It's a good song. I like that it's a classic. The chair dance is awesome when they do it. When they don't do it, you're like, okay, well, that's the whole point of the dance, the song. But anyways.
Yes.
But if you heard it on the DNA show 2 days before, I wouldn't have voted for this song. But it is a nice song.
It is. As long as you love me, baby. Yes. So, okay, it is a good song. And again, I'm not just saying that people should just pick like shitty songs that are old and never heard. Not that they really have that many shitty songs, but obviously they do. But I feel like this is like a song that everybody knows. So I don't know, maybe they sprinkled it in or maybe the fans voted. There's at least 2,500
Maybe
people.
There's like casual fans and they love As Long As You Love Me. I have no idea.
And it
like,
could be. And maybe they didn't see the DNA tour and they didn't know it was there or they forgot it was there. Or they're just like, I don't care. I just want to hear this song 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
2 days, 3 days, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So song number two.
But I guess like it's interesting that they started off with this one because usually in the tour, they start with an upbeat song.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That is weird that they would start with this slower song.
So, hey, see, it's already different. 30 for 30, already different than the DNA tour.
Yes. Okay, next up, In a World Like This, in Kevin's voice. I don't know why do we say that?
So when I went to a sound check or when I was watching a sound check video, Brian would make fun of Kevin and he was like, In a World Like This. And then Brian was like, In Kevin's voice. So.
Yes. Okay. So that was, In a World Like This. And
so I would have chose this one because I haven't heard this song in a long time since basically In a World Like This tour.
That was a good tour.
It was. I liked it. And I was like, okay, this is a good choice because you haven't heard this song in a long time.
It was the title track of the album, In a World Like This. That song was written by Max Martin, Christian London, Savan Kuchita. And it was produced by Max Martin and Christian London. And no, it was not on the DNA tour.
So I believe this is a Max Martin who's returned back to them writing with him again. So that was a good thing that they did this song.
Yes. And that's a good song. And it's like a cute video. And it's like,
it has a good message. And I like this one.
So it's like, there's all this shit happening in the world, but I got you. I think that's a really good way. And that's a good fan song because they're all there supporting them in Mexico. It's a good time. So
yes.
I enjoyed that. So
agreed.
According to the set list, after this is when Brian welcomed everyone? Did you watch all, like when you watch it, did you see the whole stream or were the, is it cut up into things?
They did not show Brian talking. I just saw some bits.
Right.
No, actually, yeah. Please and thank you had Brian talking. Yeah. So he did, they did show that one. Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Song number three, another great classic song. Hey, Mr. DJ.
Yes. We were all very happy about this one because we hadn't heard it in so long.
Hey, Mr. DJ, keep playing this song for me.
This is a fun,
upbeat, like, yeah, let's do this song.
Yes.
It originally appeared on the Backstreet's Back album. It was written by Timmy Allen, Larry Campbell, and Julian Skinner. And it was produced by Jimmy Allen and Larry Campbell. And no, it was not on the DNA tour. So, yes. Hey, Mr. DJ.
I don't know if it was on the Millennium Tour, but I feel like I heard that one on the Millennium Tour, but I'm not too sure because it was like 20 years ago.
That's true. But, yes.
But yeah, it's a good song.
It's a good song. It brings you back to the jam days.
Yeah. I like because the ones that they hadn't played for so long, like that's the way I like it. When they played it on the DNA World Tour, I was like, yes. And then they're like, there was everyone. I was like, even though it was like a little snippet of everyone, I was like, yes, I love there this was, song.
Yes, that's a really good section of the DNA tour when they just do a bunch of clips of.
Yes, that's the way I like it. And that's then so it's good. It's gotta be me.
Yes.
No, that's not the word. It's gotta be you. Sorry.
It's gotta be you.
Uh-huh. Sorry. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Okay, so then Hey Mr. DJ is now followed by another classic song that is always there, The Call. So this okay. is yes.
I love The Call. It's such a good song. But that's it was on the tour, the DNA show, so do you want to hear it again? Like, yeah, you do, because it's such a good song.
It's a fun song. There's the whole calling on the phone.
Yeah. It's a hot one. It's hot. It's
a good song. It was originally on the back Black and Blue album. It was written by Max Martin and Remy Yacoub and produced by Max Yacoub. Martin and Remy Yacoub. It was on the DNA tour. And I know, like, literally every time this song starts, Lydia's like, whoa! She fucking loses it. Like this is
it's
like,
a good song.
It is a good song. And then you're like always like, hello, hello, hello. And you're just like,
yes.
Where are you? Blah blah blah. And then everyone sings along. It's a good song. So okay, that's fine that it made this list.
And then on the tour they had like a good dance beat to it.
Oh yes, they did, yeah, for sure. That is excellent. Okay, so then up next, another classic song, Get Another Boyfriend. That was on the Black and Blue album. It is Max Martin and Remy Yacoub, and they wrote and produced that. Was this on the DNA tour? Yes, it was, guys. So this song
is so good. Like, we haven't heard that song in so long. So then when it's on the DNA tour, like, okay, that's a good song. Listen. There's just some songs that I don't get tired of hearing. Mm-hmm. And Get Another Boyfriend is another one that I don't get tired of hearing.
Playing in the name of love.
Yeah, this it's such a good song.
Get Another Boyfriend.
Yeah.
So good song. Okay, I agree. That's fine. Then after this, according to the set list, there was Kevin talking. Did you hear any of that part or no?
That one I did not hear. No.
Okay. So I'm sure Kevin was just like, hey, well, Cancun, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'm making shit up, guys.
You're probably like, welcome. Right, hope you had a good time.
Well, we're having some great. Thank you all for being here.
I might have seen a clip where he's like, maybe that was like when he was talking with Nick. There will be like a survey at the end to give feedback, to better your experience for next time. So maybe they're going to have more of these events.
Okay.
It sounds like they are.
It does sound Ralph. Do you remember Ralph from the cruise?
I do remember Ralph. Yes.
He had posted somewhere that he had talked to like the concierge or something. And they said that the Backstreet Boys had signed like like a 4-year deal or 4 or 5 year deal. So I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's still the case, but there's a possibility that this could happen in the future.
I feel like that's what happened with the cruise as well, that we found out that they signed a deal and then there was like a whole bunch of cruises. So I'm assuming that this will be the same.
Perhaps, yes. All right. Okay, so next up. So on the set list, by the way, and this I had to like ask, this, it just says Nobody is the song. And I was like, do they have a song that's called Nobody? But it turns out it's Nobody But You. Yes.
It's Kevin's song.
Which makes sense that they would do that after Kevin talked. That makes sense. There's also Nobody Else from the other album that did not make the set list, but I was just like, what song is Nobody? I don't know. So this came from the Backstreet Boys album, so their original album. It was written by Dennis Pop, Max Martin, and Herbert Critchlow. And Dennis Pop and Max Martin did this, and it was not on the DNA tour. I have to say, I don't remember this song as much.
Maybe I remember it because it's a Kevin song, and I feel like we bring it up to him a couple of times. Like, we love that you sing this song. So I remember the song. Yeah.
I can't even remember right now any of the
Body About You. I just feel like he likes. So when they were showing the snippet, or I saw a clip there, he was like very into the song. He's like, turn it down low. We're gonna sing
a slower song or a faster song? I can't remember.
I would say it's a beat.
Okay.
So like I say it's a Kevin song because he sings majority, but the boys, the other boys still sing some of the song. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. I just I'm like, I don't know if I remember this one. Like, but yeah. So I did listen to this entire all of this. So I did listen to this for the last few days, but even right now my mind is blanking. So I think that's good. That's
Did you listen to the snippet on Twitter?
I was listening to, there was a 30 for 30 playlist.
Oh, okay. On
Spotify. So that's the one I was listening to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
But yeah. So anyway, oh shit. You know what I didn't think to do to check if any of these were singles? Obviously,
Nobody But You was not a single.
That was not a single. In a World Like This was a single. Hey, Mr. DJ was not a single.
Not a single.
Call was a single. Get Another Boyfriend was not a single. No. Nobody But You, not a single. So, okay. So there you go. So that's a good, it's a nice deep cut. You get to show Kevin's vocals. So there you go.
Yeah.
So, excellent. Up next on the list is Poster Girl.
Okay. I was excited to hear this one because I feel like they don't really like Never Gone, or they don't use these songs in the tour at like any of the other tours. I've never heard like Poster Girl. The only one that obviously was on the Never Gone tour, but I didn't go to that one. So
So
then when I heard, I was like, oh my God, yes, this is a good one.
So it's from the Never Gone album. It was written by Billy Mann, Ramis Bakhni, Renee Tromborg, and it was produced by Billy Mann and Superflyers. It was not on the DNA tour, and you're right, it is a song that is not played often. So much so that we used to have a group chat that was called Poster Girls, and I thought that the person made this group chat with that because we would bring posters to concerts, and I was like, oh, okay, that's weird, but okay, that's fine. Not until I realized, holy shit, it's a song. I'm a dumbass. Part of this myself. But I really like this song. Like, basically, it's talking about, like, living in the moment. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So he's, like, falling in love with the right now poster girl, and it's just like, you know what, just like, taking things day by day. And I feel like that's like a good message. And I really like the song. I think it's a fun, upbeat song. So. And you're right. It does not get a lot of love because it's, so what are the two non-Kevin albums? Never Gone and Unbreakable?
Unbreakable and This Is Us. Never Gone was the last Kevin album.
Last Kevin album. Okay. Yeah. So interesting. But anyways, I like it. I think it's a cute song. It's good.
So that's why I think like people like, if you're like hardcore fan, they would pick like Never Gone songs, This Is Us, Unbreakable. They would choose those ones, I think. Yeah.
There's a lot of songs that they always play are like Millennium or Black and Blue or the original ones. Yeah. So I feel like it's nice to get kind of a mix of albums. There is a mix of albums. I will go through my analysis at the end and tell you the percentages of things, but
yeah,
you know, I'm a nerd. Anyways, so
it's
next
all good.
Up,
it's all good.
It's what you guys love and expect from me. No,
that's right.
All right, so song number 8, another classic song. So it's from the Backstreet's Back album. It's All I Have to Give, and this, I didn't realize this, was written and produced by Full Force.
Yes.
Yes, who apparently,
I do remember Full Force,
a band or a music, like it, I looked them up and it was kind of like they're a songwriting music team. There's like a
yes. band,
so I think they might actually be a band as well. I'm not 100% sure.
I believe so.
So yes,
Howie this was song, excited. Howie, this is Howie's favorite song. All I Have to Give.
Full Force. You know what? I'm just gonna look them up. They are a musical group.
Yes. Yes. I think it was like a big deal that they had them on. That album.
Yes, they are an American music group of hip-hop and R&B singers and producers from Brooklyn, New York. So so they wrote a lot of things, and they've also produced NSYNC, Black Eyed Peas, Backstreet Boys, all these other places. So anyways, so
this is the hat dance. This is the classic hat dance song.
The classic hat dance song.
Yes.
Yes. So.
And yeah, so this is Howie's favorite song. I remember him always saying, like, this is my favorite song. He still loves the song. And I was like, yeah, that's a good song.
And I feel like it's like a good vocal range. Just go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Papa love is all I have to give. Yeah, I like it.
So, yes, it's a very good song. I enjoy it. So, all I have
to do. So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you like it, I'm okay to hear it again.
Yeah.
There's just some songs you're okay to hear again.
Yes. It's just like you always say, and if they don't have hats, you're like, oh, they don't have hats for this song.
So I know, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think like on Unbreakable, they didn't. They did the hats. I think they did the hats, but they had like a bonfire.
Okay.
Type thing. But I don't think they did the dance, if I remember correctly.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Okay, so after that, we have song number 9 is also from the Never Gone album. It is Incomplete. It was written by Dan Mukalala, Jess Cates.
Dan Mukala.
Mukla. Lindy Robbins, produced by Dan Mukla. It was on the DNA tour. Incomplete. How do you feel about it?
I think it's a really like strong song, like passionate song, and you have like the fans sing along to it, and like when they point to the mics to the crowd, it just gives you chills. It's like, oh my god, this song is so good. Yeah, I like the song.
It is a good song. I have to say though that the beginning of this song grosses me out every time I hear it, because I made the mistake of looking up a word, which I cannot remember what it is. It starts with a T. Anyways, so it's about this thing where there's like holes in things. So in the beginning, it says empty spaces fill me up with holes. Is this the song or am I crazy?
Yeah, this is the song. Yeah.
And then every time I think of that, I think of those ugly ass plants that have all those little holes in them, or like those gross pictures on the internet where there's like things, and it just kind of grosses me out. So this is always, but then I try to get past that part because the song is a really good song and I enjoy that song, but I'm just like, why are we going to talk about empty holes? Blah. Gross.
So I can't say that I've ever thought about that. That's a new one for me to hear that. Okay. That's whatever, you know, everyone has a different thing that they think about when they hear a song.
I don't know. My brain goes in weird places, guys.
It's all good. It's all good.
But anyways, it's good. Okay, up next on the list is I Still from
Nirvana. Okay, oh my gosh, I was like so excited that they had I Still. This was like, they had a video for this one as well, a music video, and I really like that one music video, and I was like, I still need you. So it's like for the fans as well.
We still need each other.
We're still there for each other, kind of thing.
Yes, that's good. I like that. So that was written by Max Martin and Randy Yacoub, and they also produced it. This was not on the DNA tour, but they have.
Like I said, it's kind of like Poster Girl. They don't really play Never Gone songs. I haven't, yeah, from the other tours, I don't believe, except for Never Gone tour, obviously, but yeah.
Yes. So this one you said did have a music video. Incomplete.
Yeah, I remember seeing a music video for it.
Yes. Yes, very cool. All right. So then after this, I lost my page. Then there's Nick talking. Did you hear any of the Nick talking?
I don't think I heard that one. I think it was just Kevin and Nick I heard, and then a bit of Brian.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm assuming they all said the same thing, like on a tour, like, welcome to Cancun. This is a 30-30. Thanks for being with us. Like, we've been here like 31 years. I'm sure they were saying, like, yesterday there was their anniversary, so...
Yes, for sure.
The day before was their anniversary. So they're probably like, everyone was probably like, yes, this is our 31st year together. Thanks for being there. That kind of thing. I don't know if that's what happened, but
I'm just, it's probably what happened. Yes. Okay. So after Nick talked, we switch into Everybody Backstreet's Back.
A classic song. Classic, I know it was on the other tour, but like, I don't know. Some songs you're like, okay, I'm okay to hear this.
This has basically been on every single tour since it came out. So it came from the Backstreet's Back album. So it's Dennis Pop and Max Martin wrote and produced it. And yes, it was on the DNA tour. And yes, there is a music video for this one.
Obviously. Yes. This is basically like their Thriller, for like Michael Jackson has Thriller. This is Backstreet Boys, like, this Thriller video.
Bus Broke Down.
Yes.
You know, all that stuff. So,
and then Brian the Werewolf, and they're all in like different costumes.
Mummy and Mummy, Dracula, yeah. And all that stuff. The Two-Faced guy, Jekyll and Hyde. And
yes. And what was the other one? AJ?
Phantom of the Opera, maybe?
Phantom of the Opera, yes. Oh my God, I couldn't think of it.
Yes, so that's obviously, that comes out every Halloween. They play this song. It's like a good, it's a good song, obviously.
It's a good song, yeah.
Okay, so after that one, AJ was talking for a bit. We're not going to make up what they said.
Thank you, fellas. 31 years together, I'm sure. It was like,
I'm sure basically that's all it was.
Congratulations and that kind of thing.
Yes. So then that brings us to the 12th song, which is from the Backstreet's Back album. It is 10,000 Promises. It was written by Max Martin and produced by Dennis Pop and Max Martin. And it was not on the DNA tour, but I thought
it was on the In a World Like This tour. And okay. I think maybe that's why
I'm getting confused. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was. I thought they had swapped it out at some point. Because isn't this one of your favorite songs?
It is, yes.
Yes.
Your 10,000 promises that you made to me.
I don't know, man. I just feel like it's too slow of a song.
Their vocals are so nice. It's nice, like, beautiful.
Yeah, so I do, obviously, I enjoy their voices, but I'm just like, this song is so slow. And I don't know. There's just something about the song I don't like. I don't know.
But... It's all good. Everyone.
And then I start thinking, I'm like, how does someone make 10,000 promises? And then I start overanalyzing the song because the song is so long that I'm like, okay, so what kind of promise could you make? Okay, you can make this, this, this. And I'm like, that's maybe like 50 promises. I'm like, 10,000. That's a lot of, like, how long were they together?
So,
how long did this? They're like, so I
what
just
I'm thinking, what this. I'm thinking. Is they just repeat the promises and promises until it gets to 10,000 promises. And that's why.
Okay, so you think it's not 10,000 individual promises.
Yeah.
10,000 promises. I'm like, oh, they're being so dramatic. Oh, I made 10,000 promises and you broke them all, or I broke them. I can't remember who's breaking these.
I don't know. I analyze the song, but I also like just like to hear a song that has their nice voices.
And that's fine. It.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's so slow. That's why I'm just like, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. I feel like when you haven't listened to a song in a while, you're just like, yes, I remember this. This song brings me back.
Okay, sorry. So I'm just looking at the lyrics really quick. So they were lovers. Now they're not. This person is seeing somebody else. That person made 10,000 promises to them that, like, I'm assuming, like, you're going to be with them forever, blah, blah, blah. So, It's just they're up. It's a breakup song, and they're upset that this person has moved on. And how dare you?
And
maybe it's because it also has the word lovers in it, and I hate that word. So maybe that's why. Anyways,
it could be have many reasons, really.
There's my weird thought process.
It's all good.
Okay, next up, from Millennium, we have "Don't Wanna Lose You Now."
Well, this is one of my favorite songs. Like when they put it on the DNA World Tour, I was like, oh my God, I haven't heard this song since Millennium Tour. It made my life. Like the 14-year-old Sophia was like, yes, they brought it back. Yes.
It was a good song. It's written by Max.
So Martin, even though it was on DNA, life. I'm sure the 2 days before, I'm it okay. Was to hear. It was not on the
DNA Tour.
Oh, I thought when they go up the stage, they sing Breathe and Don't Want to Lose You Now.
Really? Okay. On the list I looked, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine.
I could have been wrong, though, because they're not in any sort of order, and it kind of just went, what was the song called?
Don't Want You Back. Don't Want to Lose You Now.
Oh, you're right. It is listed here. So, that's going to change my percentages. Excuse-moi, un momento, por favor.
Yes, because I was like, okay, so I hadn't heard that one yet since the Millennium Tour. I was very excited.
Yes.
So I was okay to hear this song again.
Don't want to lose you.
There are just some songs, like, to hear
even
again.
Even though it is a slow song, I do like this song, so that's a good one.
Here, it's like very nice vocals as well.
Yes. This one was not a single, correct?
No. Correct.
All right. And then another classic from the Backstreet Boys album. It was also on the Backstreet's Back Canadian version. Anywhere for You.
I go anywhere for you. Anywhere you ask me to. Yeah. There is a music video for this, but I feel like it's just for like the Europeans because I don't remember seeing it.
Two music videos for, or is that the other one?
No, that's "I'll Never Break Your Heart."
Okay, sorry.
But this is the one. This is the one where like they're wearing like oversized clothing, and then they're like on a beach. They're like walking on a beach with like all clothes on.
Interesting.
You want to look it up? I don't know. But yeah, I feel like it may not have been a music video that we saw, but I could be wrong.
This looks like there's a video. Okay. Yep, it looks like they're on a beach wearing sweaters.
Yes, it's like, yeah, I'm like, take your shirt off, maybe?
Take your shirt off. Oh, Sophia, wow. What are you, Mama Lou here?
Sorry, Lydia's not here, so gotta have to, like, help her out here a little bit.
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to get to the video, but it's just showing commercials because that's how this shit happens.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
yeah, it's a really good song.
I wonder if we can share this. Okay, share screen. Yeah, so wearing multiple layers on a beach.
Yes, and I'm just like, is it cold? Like, what's happening?
They're all just like, yeah, they're all, you know what, maybe because it's sunset, maybe it's cold.
Yeah.
That's why they need to wear shirts and sweaters.
Yeah. Maybe like this was like
a beach.
There's
some colorful.
Okay, maybe it's like quit playing games with my heart, and I'm like, okay, for quit playing games in the rain, we'll do it. That's fine. We'll show our body. Yes,
there's
hilarious.
So many layers. It's like a t-shirt with another shirt.
So maybe it's freezing. I don't know what's happening there.
But yet this girl is here in a bikini and they're just wearing windbreakers and stuff. So I don't really know.
Who knows? But yeah, it's a really good song. And now everyone is like, we'll go anywhere for you.
Here you go.
Because we go.
There's some shirt.
There we go. See? Yeah. Excellent.
There you go. There's Brian and Howie shirtless. There you go.
There we go.
And then right back to the sweaters.
Just a little tease for us. Just a little tease. So yeah, so now everyone is like, we'll go anywhere for you because we go anywhere for them.
Mm-hmm.
We travel a lot.
And they've also called, like, they've called some of their, like, VIP packages. I think when they did the bus, it was the Anywhere For You or something, the bus package.
Remember that? I believe so, yes.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, so lots of fun. So, this is a good song.
I like that song as well.
Yeah, so.
And to be fair, we haven't heard this song in forever. I don't believe we've heard it on any other tour except for maybe, like, the beginning ones.
Really? Why do I remember this song so much if they haven't done it on tour? I
don't know. Was it on In a World Like This? I don't know. Maybe you were listening to it. I don't know. Maybe we talk about it all the time. Maybe we
maybe it's just such a good song that there it is. Yes.
I don't know. I just I don't remember it being on In a World Like This.
I don't remember anything. I just remember various random snippets of things. I'm old and I have very forgetful memory. So,
anyway, it's a great song. Good choice.
It is a good song. Yes. Okay. So next up, Howie was talking. I'm sure he probably did some winking.
And sure he was like, "Thanks for 31 years. We couldn't do this without you guys." He probably thanked the guys as well. It was it's our anniversary, I'm sure. Like, you know, the huge anniversary.
So like we did with Kevin, after he talked, it went into like a Kevin solo song. After Howie talked, it went into a Howie solo song, which is My Heart Stays With You. Let me just get a memento for more.
This was in 97.
Do you understand how hard it was for me to find this song on any of the albums? And I was like, what the hell? Where the hell is this song? I thought I was losing my mind. First of all, I'm like, I don't remember this song at all. So obviously I'm a terrible fan. But then I eventually found it. And correct me if I'm wrong, if it's on somewhere else, because I went through all of the albums. It was actually on the Hits Chapter 1, which is their greatest hits album, the Taiwanese bonus track.
Oh, I thought
was this anywhere Boys. Else?
I thought it was on the first Backstreet Boys album.
Am I crazy? Okay, let me pull up Wikipedia again.
Because when they put it on chat, like that one, it had to be from one of the first albums.
My friend, I looked through the Wikipedia thing and I'm like, is this wrong? Like, what was the song called again? My heart
stays with me. I just remember this because like Howie gave out flowers.
Yeah.
And so then he gave out flowers at the show as well. And then...
Yes,
then he opened his shirt and showed his body.
So there's
and then
really funny
we
video.
Showed a snippet on Twitter. The Backstreet Boys account shared, and he took off. He was taking off his shirt, like he opened his shirt, and it was like a body suit almost of a body, and it was so funny.
Let me see if I can kind of share this one sec.
Oh my god. I was like dying of laughter. I was like, "Howie, so funny."
So this is Howie going through the crowd, giving out flowers, and one of the security guards are holding these flowers. And then it looks like
I feel like this is like a 97. The year was 97.
Yes. So here is.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
So now he has this shirt that is with abs and he just opens up his shirt and like whatever, and then the guys are like killing themselves laughing, and then like afterwards they kind of go, shirt, look, there's like a little hair on your chest, and
oh my god, I was dying.
And then like
I think Kevin's like feeling it. I was like, oh my god, Kevin's hilarious.
It's actually pretty funny. I'm just like,
I was dying. I was like, oh my god, this is so funny.
Basically, yes. So
God, Howie, it's just hilarious.
Like, oh, Javito, you're just. But I swear to God, I have never heard this song before in my life. Like, I listened to it. I was like, okay, this is a nice song. It's a good song. Never heard of it. Could not find it anywhere. Even Google says that it's on Hits Chapter 1. Like,
okay, I thought it was like a 97 song from the year 97. One of the early Backstreet Boys albums.
Trying to see when this was. Even I was watching a video on YouTube. Oh, here's another one. My Heart Stays With You. Another one I saw, they're like, I've never heard this song. Like, where is it? And nobody was answering in the comments on YouTube. And I was like, am I crazy?
Oh,
here's it. Okay, maybe this is it. So there was a single for I Want It That Way. And My Heart Stays With You was on that.
Okay.
So maybe that's it. So maybe you had like a single. Did you get singles?
Maybe. Or did I don't know.
You just get full albums.
I got a few singles. Yeah.
Even like looking this up, it is very.
Or maybe it was like a bonus. I don't know. I feel like I've heard this song before.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Okay. And now here it's saying that it's on the Backstreet's Back album. Am I crazy? Why did
I don't know. I just thought it was on one of the earlier albums. Sorry.
Because it said released August 12th, 1997.
Yeah.
And it says, and I also couldn't figure out who wrote it, but I found the producer from Genius. It said it was Full Force. Okay. You know what? Let me check one more time because I swear to God, my heart's okay. Backstreet Boys discovered.
Because I feel like when it was on Chapters, they wouldn't put the songs on unless it was like on an album.
Well, no, because there was one new song, but you're right. Hold on. Let me find this.
Yeah.
Okay. Backstreet's Back.
I don't know.
What is the song called again? My
Heart Stays With You.
My Heart Stays With You. So it's not. It doesn't show it on the. Okay. That's the UK, Europe, Australian version. Hold on. My Heart. No, it's not showing. I don't understand. I don't. Obviously, because their first few albums, there was some like shadiness, obviously, because like they didn't release the one in US. And then so there's always been some sort of thing. But let me see if I can find.
Or maybe it's just like a song I saw on YouTube back in the day. I don't know.
Okay. Backstreet Boys discography, never gone. Blah, blah, blah. This is not the main page. Hold on, because they have Backstreet's Back listed in 97, but then there's another one under the compilation albums. Let me check that one. No, I don't know, man. It is what it is. Apparently, it's definitely okay. On the Hits Chapter 1 Taiwanese version, according to Wikipedia. So
okay. Okay. I just thought it was from 97 in one of those albums, the beginning albums, but
yeah. So basically,
sometimes the point of this song, Wikipedia doesn't have everything.
That's true. And maybe I'm wrong, but whatever. It's definitely an older song. So, and I swear to God, I spent like half an hour trying to find the, like who wrote the song, any information about this song, and I could not find it. But anyways, do you remember the song? Did you like?
Like, I remember like watching it on YouTube from back in the day that he would give out flowers. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, this makes sense. I remember this. He used to do this back in the day as well.
So,
I don't know.
Anyways, that song was not on the DNA tour because,
because they probably didn't remember it until the 30 for 30 concert.
Yes, so, and I'm curious if that was actually one of the ones you could click on, or if it was ones that people wrote in. I have no idea. So,
which is kind of surprising because I feel like only two of the boys got solos.
True, and they're the two that don't really get a lot of solo stuff too, right?
So maybe that's why.
And remember in the documentary, like how he was supposed to be like the lead of this band, and then they just kind of galed him to the end. So good for you, Jawito, for getting that song.
Yes.
Okay, so back to our list after that.
It's all good. Sometimes it doesn't have any information.
I had no idea.
I just felt like it was a 97 song back in the day. I don't know.
Well, the Backstreet's Back did come out in 97, so maybe, or maybe, you know, maybe your version has it on your CD. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe I just saw it on YouTube from back in the day and on tour, and I saw him doing this. Because I was like, when I saw it, I was like, oh, this makes sense. I remember him doing this back in the day. I don't know.
And I didn't go see their concerts until way later, so I wouldn't
I just watched basically on YouTube those early ones.
So anyways, My Heart Stays With You, Howie.
Good job, Howie.
Good job.
Well done. And you always entertain us
on a deep cut for sure.
Yes.
Okay, so up next is from the Backstreet Boys album, the debut. It is Darlin. It is written by Timmy Allen, Nneka Morton, and produced by Timmy Allen, and it was not on the DNA tour.
Darling. So Darling is like a Brian song, I guess. So I guess he kind of had a solo.
I feel like this song kind of has a bit of a, like a country-ish vibe to it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Darling. Tell me what to do to make things right, darling.
You know what? Maybe just the word darling is also a very southerny country kind of word.
So that's true. And that's why Brian sings most of it.
There you go. All right.
I think this is another deep cut.
Mm-hmm.
So a good choice.
Good job, team. Good job, team, for voting. Number 17 is from the Black and Blue album. It is More Than That. It's by Francis and LaPonte and Adam Anders. And Francis and LaPonte produced it. And yes, it was on the DNA tour. So
they really like More Than That. It's a good song.
I always sing the words wrong. I don't.
It's kind of hard to remember all the words to this one. Yes.
I won't say the word and take them back. I feel like there's some really good crescendo-y moments in this song. And it's like,
yes. And it's a single, so it has a video, music video. And it's
I'm trying to remember which video is this. Is this
I think they're in the desert and then they're in a car.
Okay, yes.
And then there's a back screen. I think they're in a lot as well, and there's a big screen. And they're standing, singing together. Yeah, something like that.
Excellent. Good song.
Obviously we heard this song a lot of times, but another one that you don't mind hearing again.
I don't mind hearing.
Which is interesting.
I feel like a casual fan wouldn't know this one as much either. It's not one of their big hits, but it's yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about not knowing songs, here's the next one I definitely did not know. This is from the Black and Blue album. It is called Time.
Look where we are and what we've been through. Sharing our dreams every little night with you. Every little bit with you. Time goes on and on every day. Time is what it is. Come what may.
See, there you go. You know this entire song. I listened to it. I saw it. I was like, what the fuck song is this? I listened to it and said, what the fuck song is this? Because I literally do not recall ever hearing this once in my entire life. It is not on the DNA tour, obviously. Interestingly enough, it is actually written by the Backstreet Boys. So yes. Nick Carter, Howie D., Brian Littrell, AJ McLean, Kevin Richardson, and it was produced by Babyface.
Yes. So in Black and Blue era, they had Babyface work with them.
Okay.
And I remember on the tour, I didn't go to the tour, but on Black and Brave tour, Black and Blue tour, they had a big bridge, I guess it was. And they were some of them were hanging off it. And they're singing Time. So it's about them being all together and sharing everything with the fans and what they've been through throughout the years. So it's basically a song
then, and there's been many years since that.
And I was time flew by so long.
Yeah. So I was just
Time is what it is. Come on. Yeah, I like this one.
We haven't heard it song. I just do not recall ever hearing it once in my entire life. And I'm obviously I must have, because I used to listen to albums from end to end, but did not.
Yeah, sometimes you just forget songs, you know?
I'm actually pretty curious if Lydia knew this song, because she is the type of person that will listen to an album a lot and repeatedly back to back, where I would skip around sometimes if I didn't stuff. But so anyways. No idea.
Oh, and I remember on Black and Blue, they wrote a few songs, even Shining Star, even though it was somebody or already did that song, they sang a cover. But I think a couple of them, I think it was Nick and Howie, they just changed a couple of words, and then they were giving writing credits to them because they just changed a couple of the words. And I was I guess you can do that.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
But Time is a good song.
Yeah. All right. Up next, number 19, another classic from Millennium album, Show Me the Meaning. It is written by Herbert Critchlow, Max Martin, produced by Max Martin and Christian London. And yes, it was on the DNA tour. Show me the meaning of being lonely.
This is a classic song, very sad. So this is like Brian is in the hospital after his like heart surgery. That's part of the video, the music video. And then I think they dedicated
the song. When Dennis Pop died?
Yes. Yeah, so they dedicated a song to Dennis Pop, I believe. And it's a nice song, but it's very sad. It's very a somber sad. Song, if you will.
It's very somber for sure. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But a good song nonetheless.
It's a great song, yes.
Up next, this one is called Drowning. It is the only new song, allegedly. I don't know about this other heart song, whatever. But it's from the Hits Chapter 1, which ironically, they have not released any other chapters of...
They released Chapter 2. Jive released it.
Oh, okay. Interesting. But anyway, so...
The Backstreet Boys, I don't think, wanted it to be released.
There's a lot of random compilation things.
Yeah, they didn't want the first Chapters 1 to be released, I believe. I remember hearing like an interview of them saying like, that makes it seem like we're done our career, but we're not. So then I guess...
Fairly early on.
Yeah,
we're about halfway through. Anyway, so this one was written by...
Yeah, this is such a good song, Drowning. It's a beautiful... song. Their vocals are very good.
It is a good song. It's written by Andreas Carlson, Rami Yacoub, and Linda Thompson. And Rami Yacoub and Christian London produced it. Yes, it is on the DNA tour. This one, it's good. It is a good song. It also has a little bit of a... Do you feel like it has a little bit of a country vibe to it?
Yeah, they were saying that they might have released it in the country. Charts, but video, they're like, they didn't do it.
This was one of the songs that was voted by the fans that they should have played on one of their cruises, which they did, and they're like, should we really be playing a song about drowning while we're in the middle of the ocean? But we're like, yeah, apparently
we love the song. Yes, and this is the one that has two music videos. The first one was with Rain. It was like a lot of CGI, I think, and they didn't. Okay. It didn't look good, so they redid it. And then I guess they're like, I don't know where they are, but like maybe in a church or like something. And they're like standing around, sitting on one of them is sitting on a car.
Okay.
And then they're singing the song. If you want to look it up,
it's all like a blue filter, and they're auditioning, or is that a different song?
That's Shape of My Heart.
Oh, okay.
But Drowning had two, and then the other one didn't look good. And then for that one with the Rain, AJ had like a, I don't know, like a half top.
There's so many commercials. I can't even like skip ahead and show you. But yes, I see what you're saying. It's definitely like 13 years ago, apparently, it came out.
Yes.
So.
It was like a mesh top AJ wore, and he was like showing his stomach. I don't know. Okay. And then like, that was the first video.
Just look at all their old hairstyles, eh?
I know. Is it like a church? I don't know what it is.
At a church, all depressed.
Yeah. And they're like, it's a gazebo.
He's got a little bit of the Jesus hair going on.
And then they're on the stairs. It's a really good song.
Look at his leather pants. It's like he's like a Ricky Martin.
Yeah. Well, he's Latino, right? So.
Yes, there you go. So.
Yes.
I really don't remember this music video that much. Okay. Anyways, yes, there they are. They're just singing along.
It's really good song,
There's leaves on the ground. It is what it is. So, yes.
It's a beautiful. Their vocals are beautiful. Yeah.
It's a good song.
But yeah, the other one was like, we found out about it. We're like, oh, wow. They could have did such a good job with this one because they had the Rain on them again, but it didn't look good. Yes. The CGI, apparently, it was not good.
For shame. It was the
only way. So they went to the second version.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So next up, after drowning, we have Back to Your Heart. This is from the Millennium
Album. Yes. This is a classic song for us. We love this song because Kevin wrote it about his ex-girlfriend. Well, it's his wife now, but at the time, I believe they were broken up.
Oh,
this is the song that he wrote for her to get back together.
To win back. Okay, so it was written by Kevin Richardson, Gary Baker, Jason Blum, and Brian Littrell, so cousins.
Yes.
It was produced by Stephen Lipson and Timmy Allen. It was not on the DNA tour. So it's a way back to your heart. Is it this song? Yes.
Yes. So, yeah. So I think it was like back in the day.
Yes, because him and Kristen were dating before the Backstreet Boys became a thing.
Yes.
She was a Rockette, I believe.
She was a Rockette, yes.
And then obviously... So I think like
they were taking time apart, I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, because now they're like touring. He's living in Europe and touring and asking people things in German from the documentary. Anywho, so then I guess this is when they realize he missed her or whatever. And it actually worked. I often wonder about like songs like that where they're like writing about like, hey, come back. I'm like, is this a real song? Is it based on a real story? And is it actually going to work or not? So yeah, so good.
It definitely worked because they're married for a long time now and have two kids. So
yeah, so going strong. So
going strong.
All right. After Back to Your Heart, we have Siberia. This is from the Never Gone album.
Oh my gosh. So Siberia, I love Siberia. I know Chinzia hates this song, but I just remember at sound checks, I would always like ask for this song because I don't know. I just enjoy this song. I loved it.
Yes, there you go.
And I just wanted to hear it because they never played on tour. So I was like, yeah, I want to hear Siberia. Why not?
So it is written by Max Martin, Yurami Yakub, Alexandra Toloma, produced by Christian Nilsson and Johan Borson. It is not on the DNA tour.
My heart did time in Siberia.
Waiting for the da-da-na-na.
Yeah.
So it's about them being isolated. Obviously, Siberia is a very far away place. There's lots of snow. It's cold, whatever. I do have to say that the one of the tours, I can't remember what it was.
Never Gone.
This, and they actually had snow falling, which was.
Yes, it was Never Gone. I didn't go to that one, but I did see videos of this.
And I was just like, oh, okay, this is kind of like a cool special effect. So, okay, fine. So I don't know. I just feel like it's just like a slow song. It's not, I don't know. I don't hate, it's not my least favorite song. I just don't love it as much as some other people really.
I just remember like, you're all like, I hate this song. I just remember you telling me you hate this song. So like every time you're like.
But again, people would always ask in like sound checks and stuff like that. So a lot of people really love this song. So.
I love the song. Yeah. I thought you disliked the song. Sorry. I dislike
the song. Yes,
okay.
But I'm not saying, like, I don't know.
Like, but I hate She's a Dream. So I don't know if it's like up to that.
They can't all be bangers. So
Siberia is up to par with me hating She's a Dream, but
I don't know. Everyone fucking loves Siberia. So
I don't know. I just love it. It's so good.
A good choice, everybody. So next up from the Never Gone album. One of my favorite songs, Just Want You to Know. It was written by Max Martin and Lucas Godwald, and it was produced by Max Martin and Dr. Luke. It was not on the DNA tour.
Just want you to know. Such a good song. I've been
dying to like this is just such it's such a fun music video.
Yes.
I think that
so really Nick helps. Was saying in an interview that, or like somewhere he was saying that this was like an FU to the label because maybe they didn't want them to have this song on the album or have this music video, but they're like, no, we're going to do what we want. And this is the song that we're going to do.
And I'm pretty sure Kevin is the one who kind of directed it and kind of came up with like the idea.
Yeah. He came up with the treatment, I believe. Yeah. The song. Yeah,
so basically they're like, it's like the 80s or whatever. And they're like going to this rock band, like Sphincter. And then so they're like, fans of this band, and then obviously then they're also on stage as the band, but they're in the crowd like, oh my god, and then they get beaten up and kicked out of the concert. It's very entertaining.
It's very good. Yes, it's a very, and yeah, it's like a Bon Jovi kind of like band,
right? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So that's very fun for sure. So then after that there was a little bit of a talk break. So Kevin and AJ were talking for a little bit. Again, we have no idea. We're not going to make up what
they said. I'm sure they were like, the 31 years. Because I feel like even though like one of them has said it, all five need to stay about 31 years together, right? So even if you hear them saying the same thing, they all have to say it, right?
For sure.
So they were probably like, yeah, I hope you're having a good time, Cancun. We're going to do the next song, whatever it's going to be, I don't know. And then they're probably like, happy 31 years, thanks so much for being with us, blah blah blah.
All right, excellent.
So I think it's something like that.
Yeah, you know what, I feel like that's probably true for sure. So next up is from the In a World Like This album. The song is Show Them What You're Made Of. It was written by Tyler Morgan Reed, Micah Gilroy, AJ McLean, Kevin Richardson, and it was produced by Morgan Tyler Reed, not on the DNA tour. So
it was on In a World Like This tour, and this is the one that everyone's like, show them your tomatoes, because that's what it sounds like.
I feel like Howie said that in one of the interviews. It's like,
yes,
show them your tomatoes.
So it sounds like that, right? So we're like, okay, sure.
If I'm not mistaken, this is the music video where they're all shirtless.
Brian shows his scar, so he's shirtless.
Yes,
I don't think everyone else is shirtless.
Where am I crazy? Probably.
I don't know. I remember Brian being shirtless because he showed his scar.
Yes, I do remember Brian being shirtless. Maybe that.
The other ones, I'm not sure. Maybe AJ.
I feel like AJ is always shirtless.
But yeah, this is a really good song. Has a nice message.
Yes.
This is
it's basically, they basically wrote this for the kids, I think. Wasn't that kind of like...
Yeah, like show them what you're made of. You're going through something. You're strong.
Yes.
Kind of thing, yeah.
Yep. Okay, cannot skip this video. Oh, here we go. So yeah, it's like all darkness. Yep, okay, you're right. Kevin is wearing shirt. AJ is not... hold on. So there you go. He has a bit of a beard going on. Brian's all naked.
Yes.
Howie is wearing a shirt. So yeah, so like, but it's basically just like a black screen and they're just kind of singing in there and dramatically singing individually. They're not like together as a group. So
yes.
I wonder if they actually all shot their parts separately because there's nothing like...
I think they probably did.
Some good hair in that picture. Yes.
He did.
Yes. So yes.
I don't know. I think it was like a big deal because Brian never really shows his. He never really shows his chest.
Scarf.
He never takes off his shirt.
Oh.
Anymore? So or yes. At all? So we were like, yes, Brian. Thank you. And AJ, I don't know, I feel like it's old hat to see AJ shirtless.
AJ's
so.
Always naked. That's,
so we're like, this is wonderful, obviously, but Brian, thank you. And then we saw Nick's arms, so we're like, yes, thank you.
Something you're thanking them for, like, being happy. You're fucking hilarious. Okay, anyways.
Like I said, I'm trying to be like Mama Lou here in spirit. She's here in spirit.
Bring in the spirit, for sure.
Yes.
Okay, so the next song is a song that they have two songs with the same name. This one is Breathe, so I asked which one it was. And this is the...
So when you asked, did you not see the snippet on the count?
Obviously, I did not, because I would not have asked if I had.
Okay, because I was like, oh, how come she's asking? Why doesn't she look at the Backstreet Boys
because
account?
I was putting together the spreadsheet and did not.
Oh, okay. No, I was just wondering. That's all.
So, yeah. So this was the In a World Like This version. It is Martin Tereffi, Nick Whitecross, Magni Furloman, Andreas Olsen, AJ, Brian, and Howie. Wrote the song, and it was produced by Martin Tereffi and Andreas Olsen. It was not on the DNA tour. because the other Breathe song was on the DNA tour. Yeah. So this one is a more upbeat version, like a faster version, where the DNA Breathe is a very slow, like,
and it has like all their harmony. Vocals. Yeah, yeah, it's the vocals showing their harmonies. It's really nice.
I believe it might also be a cappella. I don't know, but this
one it is a cappella on tour. It's like a cappella.
Yes. So this one, this Breathe has words, and I just like the words of it better. And I feel like it's a little more of a faster paced song. Yeah. So I like it.
I enjoy both. This one is a little bit better only because it's a little bit faster, but I really enjoy DNA one because obviously it's showing off their a cappella vocals, that kind of thing.
Right. Exactly. So I just think it's funny.
Sometimes it's hard to choose.
I just think it's funny that you would have two back-to-back albums, both with the same song title. Like, could you not have picked another title for the other song or the first song? But
probably.
There you go. Good times. Good times. I'm like, if they're not confused enough by their own songs, they need to, like, yeah. So, okay. So then after this one, If I Knew Then. So that is from This Is Us. It's
Oh my gosh. So I was so excited for this one because Kevin is not usually, wasn't on the song. So to hear him singing with them,
yes,
it was great to see.
And it's a fun upbeat song. If I knew then, what I know now,
I wouldn't have said, I will see you around.
Yeah. So it's like, baby, it's a fun sound to it, and it's a good song. I really enjoy it. It's written by Kenneth Carlin, Karsten Schack, and Claude Kelly. It was produced by Soul Shock and Carlin. It is not on the DNA tour. It should be. It was a fun song, and I really like that.
It was just on the This Is Us tour.
This Is Us tour, yes, for sure. And then next is from
If they wanted to, they could re-record it with Kevin so he could sing it as well,
or he can just let them have their song. I don't know, but yeah, he could definitely whatever. Sing along for sure.
Hey, yes. Whatever, I'm glad that he's singing along and he's okay to do that.
Yes, and I think that they shouldn't forget about the albums just because Kevin wasn't on them. They can still participate. So
yes.
Exactly. Okay.
Because they still participate when it's nobody but you and it's Kevin's song and My Heart Stays With You when it's a Howie song. They're still singing background.
Yeah, that's a good point. So really.
So it's possible if they really wanted to do it.
Exactly. And when Kevin left, they redistributed his vocals, so they can definitely still distribute things and do things different.
Yeah.
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 All right.
A good choice, everybody.
Good choice, yes. So then up next is from A World Like In A World Like This. It is Permanent Stain, written by Morgan Taylor Reid, Micah Gilrey, and Nick Carter. Produced by Morgan Taylor Reid. It was not on the DNA tour.
It was just on A World Like This tour.
It was in A World Like
This tour. You leave a permanent stain
on my heart. Like, it's fun, it's upbeat, it's cute. We made fun of it a lot because Permanent Stain on My Pants. Like, I don't know. We were just making like inappropriate jokes. I was just like,
yeah,
basically.
This is the one where they do the point.
No, that's, isn't that Love Somebody?
Oh, Love Somebody. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. But Permanent Stain, is this the Purple Jeans one?
I believe so.
Or is that also Love Somebody? I'm getting confused here.
Oh yeah. That's the one, Love Somebody. Yeah.
Permanent
No, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. See how long it's been?
It has been a while. It's a good song, though. Basically, you left a permanent stain. No one else can teach me how to love again. So it's like, it's a nice song, but I like it. I think it's
so some people were saying like it could be like about the fans.
Yeah.
Because you leave a permanent stain on my heart and you're never leaving it.
Yes, I could have sworn that this was the one that he wrote for Lauren, but it could be wrong. But yes, for sure. You can interpret anything to be about.
Exactly. You just like, this is also a song about them.
All right. So then they apparently left the stage after this song, and then they came back for their encore. So the first song of the encore is from the Backstreet's Back album. This song was written by Dennis Pop, Max Martin, Herbie Critchlow, and produced by Dennis Pop and Max Martin. And it's That's the Way I Like It.
Yeah, this is such a good song. I'm glad they chose it again. And so this is another song that you're like, okay, it's not, I'm not upset to hear it again.
It's on the DNA tour as well.
It's such a good song.
But it's like, oh, Mr. Lady.
Lady, you got something I like.
It's just like it's an upbeat fun song.
It's so fun, yeah. Why not? I also love it.
Followed by the next encore song is from the Millennium album, written by Max Martin and Brian Littrell, which I did not know. Produced by Max Martin and Christian London, and it is The One.
You knew about that.
The One. I don't pay attention to who writes songs, Sophia. I don't know.
I could have sworn you knew.
Do you think, does this look like the face of somebody
who okay, knows? I think you knew. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You probably knew. You just forgot, because sometimes you forget things.
I do forget
things. But yes, I did know that Brian wrote this song. He also wrote another, Larger Than Life. He wrote a few songs. Oh, Perfect Fan. He wrote a few songs from the Millennium album.
All right, so maybe I just wasn't following Brian's career as much. I know Howie writes a lot of songs too, but
I think you just forgot. I'm just going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Okay. But yeah, I love this song. Very catchy. This could also be a fan song, really. The One has like a music video as well. It's about like they went to concert. So that's the Millennium concert, basically. They're showing for the music video for The One.
Yeah. Yes.
There you are.
Wild and free.
Reaching out like you needed me.
Yes, I do a lot of arm gestures.
Yes, we follow it now, right? Like we're always like following their dance.
Yeah, so that's a good one. I enjoy.
I love it. Good choice.
The last song of the encore is from the Millennium album, written by Andreas Carlson, Max Martin, produced by Max Martin and Christian London, was on the DNA tour. And it's I believe it's been on basically every tour. I Want It That Way. Classic Backstreet Boys song.
Classic Backstreet
Boys. I still enjoy it. Sophia obviously hates it immensely.
I do not hate the song. I like the song. I just feel like when you hear the song so many times on tour, you're just like, can we hear a different song? I guess really first world problems, right? A good problem to have when you have so many songs that are great.
But it's a classic song that basically everybody knows. Bikers and bars know this song. Everybody knows this song. So
I do like the song. Obviously, like Kevin was saying, like back in the day when he went to a Prince show, if Prince didn't play the classics, the fans would be upset.
Yes.
So I feel like that's why they play I Want It That Way.
They got to play it. So here's the thing. At this point is when I had popped on to the Instagram live. And everybody was losing their mind because they're like, oh, this is our last song, goodbye. And we're just like, I was like, what the hell? You didn't play the song. And they're like, you had one job. Everybody was like losing their minds. So then they're like,
I just waited because I was like, I feel like it's going to be another song because even though it's 30 for 30, it is their anniversary. And they like to play into that kind of thing.
And then I'm like, alrighty, they're leaving the stage. But I'm like, but the video has not ended yet. So I'm like, they're not ending the video. So I'm like, I think it's going to happen. So they did like the whole fake out and pretended they were leaving. And
Backstreet Boys.
And then people are like, oh, and then they came back with the opening notes of, if you wanted to be good, so this is from the Backstreet's Back album. It was written and produced by Robert John Mutt Lang, Shania Twain's ex-husband, I believe.
Yes,
and there's some shenanigans. This was not on the DNA tour. It's been basically not on most of their tours because they hate this song. It's not even that good of a song, but I just like love the fact that they hate the song. So it's just like,
I just think it's hilarious. Like, when they have, there was an interview on ET Entertainment Tonight, and they're like, what's their least favorite song? And then all the guys were like, oh, I hate this song. And then Nick's like, I don't hate any song. And then here he's like, why do you guys like this song so much? Yeah. And then
the song
you
ruined.
Hate it so much. This is why we pick the song.
AJ kept shit talking the song in the middle of the song. Like, the song is terrible. Yeah. Why do you guys like this song? Blah, blah, blah.
And then in 2011, we also voted, like I said, for this song. And they only played like a minute and 15 seconds of it. But here it seemed like they played the majority of the song.
Yes.
So, and it sounds, obviously it sounds better now that Nick Hat is like a grown
not a child, not a 12-year-old or however.
Yes. So obviously it sounds better that he's a grown man. Yes.
Yes. But yeah, so it's just, yeah. So that was entertaining. So then that was,
it was very good. It was like, I think they even said like, don't say we didn't do anything for you and how much we love you guys, because obviously
we're never playing this song again. I was like, incorrect, because you're gonna keep playing it, buddy.
Again, don't worry, if there's another vote happening, you're going to play it again.
Yes. So anyway, so there you go. So that is the set list, 31 songs. Interestingly enough, there, although they had hits from all most of the albums, they did not have all of their albums. So they had no songs from the Unbreakable album.
Nothing. I feel like they don't like that album. The only song they like maybe on that one is Undone.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But yeah, I think that's like not a bad album. Like, there's Unmistakable on that album. Something that I already know.
Helpless When She Smiles.
There's so many good songs.
Yeah,
Panic, Trouble Is. Sunday Afternoon is a good one.
There's a lot of like slower songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically they had zero songs from that album. and then they also had no songs from the DNA album, because Rose was like, I don't understand why Rose keeps saying this is the DNA thing. They played no DNA songs. I'm like, they played no DNA songs, but they played the DNA tour songs. So
yes.
I think that was kind of it. And obviously there was nothing from A Very Backstreet Christmas, because it's kind of weird to just put a random Christmas song in the middle of April on a beach, but you know, who knows. So then of the 31 songs, I made a little breakdown, and because everyone was like, this is bullshit, including myself, like they should not be playing songs they already play all the time, da 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 da.
Like, yeah, like the songs that they've already did on DNA, they shouldn't really do it again. But what can you do?
2 days before, so so
like I said, I think it's like casual fans. I don't know, like I don't know why you would choose that.
Some of the songs
know.
Are just really good songs, so I get that too. So
I don't know.
And I feel like if you haven't heard the songs in a while, maybe some of the deep cuts didn't resound with people because they kind of forgot about them. So that could be it.
Right.
Too,
right?
So
you just don't know. I don't know.
Would you like to guess how many, what percentage of the songs were played on the DNA tour from this list?
Okay, let's see. 65%?
No. So it was actually, so only 13 out of the 31 songs. So 42%.
Oh, wow.
Thing, and 18 songs or 58% were not on the DNA tour list. However, that's 42% is pretty close to 50%. So I feel like we could have put that number down a little bit more. So
yes.
And then I did an album breakdown of which songs were from which albums. So
okay,
just off the top of your head, do you want to guess which album had the most songs?
Which album had the most? I want to say Millennium.
Incorrect.
Okay. Let me give you one more chance.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Black and Blue.
Also incorrect. Okay.
Oh, so, my God. Okay.
So their very first album, Backstreet Boys, that came out in 96, they had three songs on there, which is 10% of the songs of the concert. So pretty good. Backstreet's Back from 97, which is also kind of the first American one and stuff, they actually had seven songs from that album. So 23% of this concert was from the Backstreet's Back album.
Very good. Very good.
Millennium came out in 99. They had 5 songs from there. So that's 16%. Black and Blue came out in 2000. They had 4 songs. So that's 13%. The Hits Chapter 1 came out in 2001. They had 2 songs because I'm counting that Howie song on here. So they had Drowning and the other one with the heart. So 2 songs.
My Heart 6%. Stays With You.
Yes. Never Gone came out in 2005. They had 5 songs. So that's 16%. Unbreakable came out in 2007. 0 songs, 0%. This Is Us came out in 2009. 1 song, so 3% of the set list was This Is Us. In a World Like This, in Kevin's voice, came out.